Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When you live a miracle-filled life, you say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone, on this beautiful morning. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Breakthrough Miracle Radio. And we are live on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, at 8 Central, and at 9 Eastern Time. And this show is all about soul. This is about your soul, how you can tap into your greatest potential and move from stuck to unstoppable. And whether that is if you want to change your careers or birth your baby or write your book or find your true love or move to Italy, we can all, you know, here you get amazing guests who can help you with that. I also have on my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. That website is www.breakthroughmiracles.com. Today, we have a pretty amazing guest who is unstoppable herself, Michelle Laub, and she's going to talk about making space for the law of attraction to work in our lives, the natural link between living the 4 agreements and activating the law of attraction. And whether we are aware of it or not, we are always creating our lives. Each thought we have, each word we speak, each feeling we feel, each action we take, it creates an energy flow. And that energy attracts a like energy, and therefore we create our lives. It's really that simple. And if we live our lives with the awareness by living the 4, or actually we have 5 agreements, and following these principles of manifestation, we're going to create happiness, contentment, and joyful experiences in our lives. And that's what Michelle Laub is going to talk about. So stay tuned. We are live, as I said, each Wednesday at 9 Eastern Time. And Michelle, I want to welcome you.
Thank you, Saskia. It's a joy to be here and to share this wonderful information with your radio audience.
Yeah, and I still want to share a little bit about you, because you're such an amazing person, such an amazing coach, friend. I just deeply love you. I hope you know
Thank
that.
Thank you. I love you too, honey.
Well, Michelle, she is a spiritual life coach who uses the ancient wisdom of the Toltec as brought in this modern era by Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of the 4 Agreements. And the natural and universal laws, such as the law of attraction, with her clients. She's a licensed mental health counselor, a certified law of attraction practitioner, a certified 4 agreement facilitator, and power of belief mentor, and she's a clinical hypnotherapist. Michelle, I want to dive right in, but I ask all my guests, what has been your biggest breakthrough miracle, so to say?
The miracle I've created in my life has been the courage to really be who I am, to move from Long Island, New York, where I was born, to my mountain home in Asheville, North Carolina, and to create my dreams with the energy that surrounds me here in my new and adopted home. Everything is so different here for me, and I guess the miracle was to have the courage to do it, because I always knew that I wanted to live amongst the trees.
Mm. Yeah.
And everything from that point on has just been more me being more of myself, my living my from my core, from myself. And I'll say that without the wisdom of the agreements creating that shift in my life, I would not be here.
Yeah, I mean, why is that such a journey for us to, as simple as that sounds, to be who we really are? I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it's really such a journey. And like you say, it's for you the biggest breakthrough miracle.
You know, I think that if we look at what happens when we're born and how we're conditioned by our family of origin and the place in which we live, the time in which we were born into, it's a miracle that we can do that, because we come in knowing, you know, the journey of our soul maybe, but we're not aware of it. And then as time goes on, we become domesticated to the planet as it is in the present moment. And many of us forget who we came here to be and what our soul's journey is. And I think that's why it's such a challenge. We're really conditioned through the language that we speak, even the language that we learn to speak conditions how we think. Mm. And in our society in particular, at this point, we're told how we should be. And how we should be is not necessarily who we are in our core. And unfortunately, some people just don't wake up in this lifetime to who they are in their core.
Mm.
And for me, I always felt like a fish out of water, like I really didn't belong. And I realize now it's because the conditioning that I had really had nothing to do with who I am in my core.
You know, it makes me think, Michelle, yesterday I was talking with a client and I said, what was your unshakable belief about life when you were a child? And she said, well, that life was very dangerous outside the home, very dangerous. And I said, tell me more. And she was telling me like how her parents always told her that, you know, there was danger outside. And I think there was a mental hospital for criminals, you know, somewhere in the distance of their home. And they were always saying, well, if somebody escapes, and she went to the church and somehow she had a minister that scared the hell out of her. So, yes, she was completely, you know, raised as a child in a world that her parents and her teachers and the church told her that was so dangerous. And amazingly, through experiences, she let that go. But, you know, there she is, this beautiful soul born into this family that raises her and speaks in words with her of fear. And then we get this, right?
Yes, we believe what our parents tell us. We believe whatever is poured into our minds, and beliefs become your destiny. They become who you are. So when you're given beliefs that tell you that you're not enough and that you can't and you never will, or you have the belief that even things about abundance, like money is the root of all evil, that was something I was trained to believe. Without awareness, without looking at these beliefs, we end up living them. And then we think, well, that's just the way it is. And no, really, that's just the way we were conditioned, or Don Miguel Ruiz uses the word domesticated, like domesticate an animal.
Yeah.
And
Michelle,
that's what we create.
We are heading for a break, so I don't want to cut you off. But everyone, stay tuned. Michelle has amazing wisdom to share about the four agreements and the law of attraction. So we're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia, and we have our amazing guest, Michelle Laub. She's talking about making space for the law of attraction to work in our lives. Michelle, how can people connect with you?
Well, they can connect to me through my website, which is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, that's one L, Laub.com. Or they can call me here at my mountain home at 828-665-1673. And presently my website is being reconstructed because it came to me that the most important thing I can help people with is their beliefs. And so I created a program called Belief Relief. And I'm very excited about that, and I'm offering a consultation to anyone who's really interested in relieving themselves from beliefs that are keeping them from having the life that they dream about. So I'm real excited about that. And there's also a belief assessment on my website where you can see how, in what way your beliefs are supporting you or getting in the way of what you want. So I think it's important to really get in contact with what you believe. And one way, of course, of knowing what you believe is to see the life you've created thus far. and to watch the emotional reaction that you have when you're creating that life, just as your client did when she realized that what she was trained to believe early on about not trusting and feeling safe was really not true. I've also coined a phrase called FIBS, F-I-B-S, and FIBS are, FIBS are false initial training becoming real, the things that you absolutely believe that are not true. So, and there are many initiating experiences that cause us to believe things that are not true for us, and we're not aware of them. Mm. I had a client that did an intensive with me this weekend, and one of the beliefs that we uncovered for her, and she's in her 70s, was that she could not do anything on her own and that she absolutely needed a man to take care of her. And so she's lived her life that way since the age of 16. And now as things shift in her life and the man is not there to take care of her, now what does she do? And finally, even in her 70s, she was able to come to understand the strength and power that has always been in her, the abilities that she's always had. And so there is a big shift then in how she can live the rest of her life. And I'm really excited about that because it shows me that no matter where you are in this process of life, when you have awareness, you can make changes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. First piece. Excuse me. Michelle, I mean, I want to talk a little bit about the four agreements. What are they and why are they so powerful?
Mm-hmm. Well, the four agreements are based on the ancient wisdom of the Toltecs, who built the pyramid city in Mexico, 45 minutes from Mexico City, called Teotihuacan. And, God, I could do a whole interview on that.
I know.
But these people understood that it really is the beliefs that we have that inform our lives. And so what happened with them is they built an entire city where over 200,000 people lived at some times to be a replica of how to give up your limiting beliefs and create new ones. Teotihuacan is built in a bowl with mountains around it, and people came out of those mountains to trade. There was a river that ran through it, a big river once. Now it's pretty tiny, but it was there. And so they came there to trade because trading happened at that time over 2,000 years ago on the rivers. And what they realized was that if they all came out of these mountains with different beliefs, they would never get along and never create commerce. And so what they did was they looked at what was going on with them, and they were able to, as a group, decide that they would shift their beliefs and uncover the lies that had been the beliefs that they were raised with. So Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote the Four Agreements, was raised in Mexico. His mother was a famous healer, and his grandfather was a shaman. And he was the youngest of 13 children, and he was designated to learn the wisdom that had been carried through on a orally. And so he did that. He became a medical doctor, and there's lots of Don Miguel Ruiz stories that are wonderful. And eventually he decided to bring this information to the world at this time because he felt that it was needed, and certainly it is needed. And I will tell you that in my travels and as I meet people, there are so many people who have learned the Four Agreements, maybe not to the degree that I've learned so that I could teach it, but they understand them. The Four Agreements are taught in schools, in places of worship, used in businesses, because it's really necessary for us to learn how to live together in harmony. So let me tell you what they are.
Yes.
And why they're so important. The first agreement is be impeccable with your word. And that means not to say anything that goes against yourself. And if you don't think things that go against yourself, if you're not in judgment of yourself, if you are in awareness of yourself but not in judgment, you will see that your language will change. And as your language changes and becomes more elevated and more natural to you to see the world from an uplifted, joyful, positive, grateful place, because it is abundantly wonderful when you look at it, not focusing on what's wrong but what's right, things change because your energy changes. So that's the simple explanation of be impeccable with your word. And, of course, you can study in a deeper way, study with me or with someone else who can really show you how that works in your life. And the next two agreements are don't take anything personally and don't make assumptions. When we take things personally, we create drama. And when we create drama, we're in negative energy. And when we're in negative energy, we're creating that around us. When we make assumptions and we don't really know what people are thinking, or we haven't done sufficient research, and all of us have done this at some point, we're not using our courage to find out exactly what someone is saying or feeling. We're afraid to ask questions. We're afraid what the answer will be. We also create drama because we make assumptions. We act on those assumptions, and very often, most often, they're not correct. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. And always doing your best is what puts the other agreements into action. Nothing happens, nothing changes, nothing is without action. So when you're doing, and that's the operant word here, you're doing your best, you're in action. It doesn't say always be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect in terms of how we act. We just do our best, and we become aware of how our best shifts depending on how we feel, if we've had enough sleep, what kind of food we're eating. So it's really all-encompassing when we live these simple, and they are seemingly simple agreements, and of course more challenging to live by, but very possible to live by. And as we integrate those agreements into our lives, everything that is not in connection with those agreements starts to show up for us, so we have the opportunity to change them. So I would recommend that if you have not read the book, The Four Agreements, that you please do so. There's another book I want to recommend. It's called The Power of Belief, and it's written by Ray Dodd, and it also shows you what your beliefs can be doing to shift your life into one you don't want and how to change them. So I would say that for me, those two books are like my Bibles, and they look that way. As I'm sitting at my desk here talking to you, I see how dog-eared they are and how much I have read them and reread them and marked them, and that's really what changed my life.
I know, and we've talked so much about them, and you know, in my work with my clients, it's always, you know, you can look at an area, you can ask someone, and you can, all the listeners, you can do that right now and say, in my life, what area isn't working? And the area where you have lack, or you have a lot of emotions, or it isn't working, you can look like, what do I believe about this? A simple, say, about relationships or love. What is your core belief about it? I had a client, and her love life wasn't working, and obviously her belief was that, you know, she could never find the right guy because they would take advantage of her. I mean, it is in a way really simple. I'm looking at the clock and I see we're already at break time, but we let Michelle talk more about this because it's such an exciting subject. Stay tuned. We talk about the law of attraction and how the four agreements relate to that. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi everyone, you're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia and Michelle Laub. Michelle is talking about the four agreements and making space for the law of attraction, how to work in our lives. But before we continue, I want to alert you. I have 7 free gifts for you to unlock your Breakthrough Miracle. You can go to breakthroughmiracles.com. And it's really about, you know, how can you unlock that and become from stuck to unstoppable? And whether that is, you know, you want to change your career, or you want to write that book, or find true love, or, you know, birth your baby, those gifts will absolutely give you a lot of insight and awareness in how to unlock that. And that's breakthroughmiracles.com. You also get every Monday morning a free Monday morning soul card reading, where I read 2 cards for you that give guidance for that specific week. So that's on breakthroughmiracles.com. Now back to Michelle with her powerful wisdom. Michelle, how can people connect with you through your website?
They can connect with me through my website, which is michellelaub.com. That's michellelaub.com. Or they can call me here at 828-665-1800. 1673 and just let me know what your phone number is and the nature of your call, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. Mm. So I also want to give a testimonial to Saskia's Monday morning soul card reading. I receive that in my inbox every Monday morning, and quite honestly, I read through it because I get so much email on the days that I move to really read it. And every time I move to read it, it's just perfect for where I am in the world and what I am creating. Makes me more aware to look at certain aspects of my days that week that show me the path that I'm on and the path that I want to continue on and how to expand that path. So thank you for that, Saskia.
It's so funny, Michelle. Since I'm doing the show, every time I have a guest on, they mention the Monday morning soul card readings, and I always forget to mention it to everybody. I think that that's what people love the most, actually, the Monday morning soul card readings. And I always say, only open it that morning if you really feel inclined. It's for you. You know, then maybe Monday mornings you're not going to open it, and then it's not for you. But you know, very often it's a big hit, and I just love doing them. It's really one of those great things. But Michelle, talking back about the law of attraction, what is the basic principle of manifesting?
The reason that we start our conversation with the four agreements is that the four agreements allows you to clear space. Before you begin the manifestation process, you need to clean and release your blocks. So you're really asking the universe to set you free from the limiting beliefs that block you from believing in yourself. And as you integrate the agreements into your life, those beliefs will come up. Then it's important for you to stay open for signs from the universe and what the universe brings to you. So many times people are getting signs from the universe. This is the path you want. This is the path to take. And they don't realize it.
Yeah.
And those kinds of things just really pass by them. And I find it really interesting. I was having dinner with a friend last night, and he is sometimes skeptical. And he said to me, so tell me, Michelle, you know, show me how you manifest things. So I sat a moment, breathed, and I guess my guides came in because I use my teammates and my spirit guides all the time in my life. And I said to him, well, on our way home, you're going to see a car that is the color that you really want in a car. And you're going to point it out to me. And he just laughed and he said, there are so few cars with that color. It's like a really bright orangey red. And we're driving home, and I even forgot that I had said that. And then all of a sudden he said to me, there's the car. And it was exactly the color that he had always been talking about he wants. And truly, there are not many on the road. I mean, I guess if you like being the one the police find, you would drive a car like that. And there it was. There was the car. And he said to me, how did you do that? And I said, because you asked me to. That's the only answer I can have. Because I knew, I had a knowing that that car would appear. And that happens when you clear the blocks and you can connect to your guides. You can connect to the signs and the symbols. And you are just open and ready to see them.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting every time it happens. And I used to think in the beginning when I would manifest my dreams, things would happen, people would come to me, situations would occur. One of the things that happened for me, too, was that I have always wanted to be on the radio, and now I'm part of, and I did nothing to make this happen. People come to me. I did some radio shows for the Law of Attraction Training Center because Rebecca Hansen, the CEO, asked me to do them with her. I didn't reach out to her at all. She came to me. I am now on Inspirational Radio on Monday evenings at 8 o'clock. That came to me, and here you are, Saskia. So I wanted to have more people to talk to let them know that I was born not exactly poor, but in a family of first-generation Americans who struggled to make a living in Brooklyn, who didn't believe anything that I believe now. As a matter of fact, I was raised as a communist. That often gets people upset, but my parents were communists in the United States, and I was raised not to believe in energy, not to believe in God, not to trust anyone. I had a very different childhood than the life I have now. And how did that happen? Because I manifested it. I looked around me and said, I don't like the way we think in our family. Other people are happier. We're never happy. How can I be happy? I thought of that as a child and probably focused on that without knowing the law of attraction. I was attracting it to me. Mm-hmm. So we attract to us everything that we have in our lives, and we need to take the responsibility for that. So when you live the agreements, all the thoughts that you have, all the beliefs that you have that block you show up. And then you become open to seeing the signs and symbols because you have decided that you want something in your life. Your intentions are clear. You have a desire. You focus on what you desire and not on what you don't want. And I just find so many people talking about what's wrong in the world. Well, that's what they're focusing on. So if you focus on what's wrong, you'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's completely true. And Michelle, I mean, talking about the law of attraction, what is the pitfall from the law of attraction?
Well, one is not, I mean, a big one for me is not seeing the signs and the symbols and what's coming into your life. Not even recognizing that you attracted it, and that's because of what you focused on. I think that's a big one. Another one is it didn't happen yet, so it's never going to happen. The minute you start thinking that way, you lower your vibrational energy, and then it doesn't happen, and you make yourself right. So the more, I believe that the more complicated your desire is, the longer it takes for the universe to create it and line up to give it to you.
Yeah.
So you need to just be patient with it. Don't take two steps forward and two steps back. The universe doesn't know what to give you.
You know, I want to speak to that because I remember way back when we talked about it, and we are a family of seven with five kids, and we wanted that green card to happen. And I think probably for some of it was already aligned, but not for everybody. So it really took longer. It took us 7 years to get it, but we did get it. And we never, ever gave up. We never gave up, you know, believing that it would be there. And one day it just dropped in our mailbox. For all of you listening, I would expand on this, but it's break time. Stay tuned. We talk more about the law of attraction. We have Michelle Laub here, and we're going to be right back.
Take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia, and we're live here at every Wednesday at 9 Eastern at 6 Pacific. And today we have Michelle Laub talking about the law of attraction and the four agreements. Michelle, first, before we go any further, how can people connect with you?
Yes, you can connect with me through my website. That's michellelaub.com. And call me, because my website is under construction, but you can still look at it and get in touch with me that way, or call me at 828-665-1673.
Thank you, Michelle. Before the break, we were talking about the pitfalls of the law of attraction. You know, you were talking about not seeing the signs, or sometimes it's more complicated. And I was explaining when we wanted to have the green card for seven persons. I'm sure there were a few where the green card was fully aligned, but not to everyone. So it took much longer. And in the long run, I remember when we were in the process and we're like, oh, why isn't it happening? Why is it happening? Now I can clearly see from a perspective above, looking back, it didn't happen because we didn't get it. Our oldest son wasn't able to study in America. So our oldest son started in Holland to study, and he basically set the course for five children to study in Holland. So, I mean, the law of attraction, or, you know, the universe knew that the best way was for us probably to wait it out a bit. If we had gotten that green card, the whole family Roel would have studied in America. I mean, it's just amazing how to see sometimes how that works. And that brings me to the question, Michelle. The universe has our back. I know you believe that. I believe that. But how do we know that?
Because we live in a perfect universe. Look at how everything works. From a tiny seed comes beautiful plants. And this season, I think we understand it the best, that we plant a seed in the beginning of the spring, and with water and sun and the right energy around it, that seed sprouts into a beautiful plant that brings us nurturing and beauty. So everything is perfect in the universe. So, of course, the universe is supporting us. We are part of that energy. It's only when we stop it. I mean, imagine if you put a seed in the ground and then every day you take the seed out to see if it's growing or not. You know it's not going to grow. So it's the same thing with us. We plant the seed. We know what we desire. We move in that direction, and eventually we have what we desire. It has manifested. If we keep stopping and saying, it's not here yet, where is it? Like pulling the seed out of the ground, it's not going to get nurtured. The other thing that I also want to say is that it's not only a head trip. I meet a lot of people who talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Mm. Always do your best is to show the universe that you mean it, that this desire, the persistence is within you. And I think that you just really have to chill out and know that the universe has your back. The universe will create for you whatever you desire. So it is a matter, because it's not something you can absolutely see. You know, we're so involved in seeing is believing. No, that isn't true. You can't see it yet because it didn't manifest yet, but you feel it. We live in a vibratory universe where energy is really what propels us. So where do you focus? Where do you put your energy? The universe will support you where you put your energy. So if you're following the signs and symbols and the seeming coincidences, and you stay calm and trust and relaxed into it, that's when everything will really happen for you. It's amazing how people say, well, look what happened, but I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, well, what have you been doing for the last year? Where have you put your focus? Where have you put your attention? And then they begin to really get it. It didn't happen immediately. Mm-hmm. We're in such a hurry. And I think that we have to, it teaches us how to trust and allow and to be true with ourselves and to have the courage to persevere no matter what. And I also sense that the energy of courage is the place where we have to get to in order to create from our desires. We need to really step into that courage. And if you go to Law of Attraction Radio and you listen to the explanation of a comprehensive emotional scale that Rebecca and I did, it's a 5 recordings that you can listen to for free in your time, you'll hear how to move your energy from a low vibration to a higher vibration. And when you're in that higher vibration, things happen so fast, just like that car showed up in that color last night, really quickly, because I am vibrating at a high vibration pretty much of the time. My life moves from contentment, which is a peaceful, Michelle, to unconditional love and passion, which is a more active Michelle. And I'm always moving in that higher level of vibration. And so things show up for me really fast, and I'm so excited about that because they're vibrating along with me. The people in my life have changed. The way people talk to me has changed. The light in their eyes show up so quickly in my life because they are reflecting my light. And I'm just loving this. I'm loving the way I am a ripple in a still lake and wondering what will my 100th ripple be. And at this point, I see those ripples. I see how those ripples are manifesting. And from my point of view, that is what is going to change the world into a place where people live their lives in personal freedom and happiness, and people are happy. Yes, it will take us time to do it, but we need to be on that road. And honestly, the balance has been way off. The balance has been in a negative place. Listening to the news, looking at what's happening in the world, the competition, the war, the boundaries, the fighting, those are all low vibrations. As long as we continue in that rain, that is what we will create as a humanity. As we move our vibrations to a higher level in the collective, we will create something else. And I'm so excited about that possibility. It's what wakes me up in the morning, keeps me passionate, and keeps me observing how is this happening.
Mm. I know you're such a passionate person, and I could talk another hour, and I would love to have you back on the show, Michelle, but we're getting to the end, and I want to thank you so much. I'm sure the listeners have enjoyed it so tremendously, just as I have. Next week we have another exciting show. Don't forget, if you want to get your Monday morning soul card reading, you can sign up now at breakthroughmiracles.com. You go to breakthroughmiracles.com, and then Monday you'll have your first Monday morning soul card reading. Michelle, again, that was great. I would love to have you back. There is so much wisdom to share from your incredible source of knowledge.
Thank you, Saskia, and it's just a joy to share this with your audience. And I want to just leave you, you know, with the thought that if I could do it, you could do it. Anybody can do this. It really takes understanding those agreements and then moving into the law of attraction in your energy. And there's so much material on the internet. All you have to do is take it in and it will come to you. It's just a delight to be able to share like this.
Absolutely.
You.
Like you say, you know, where do you put your focus? Where do you put your awareness? Where do you put your focus today, guys? Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors,
filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.